because we diagnose this disease so late that 50% of those who have confirmed disease will end up in the operating room. And because we do not know what causes this disease, the only options we have is to provide supportive care. Or if things have gone too far down south, then the surgeon will go in and excise the tissue which is dead. So 50% of those with confirmed disease will go to the operating room, and 50% or more of those who go to the operating room will die. And those who survive in the remaining 50%, 50% of those will end up with an anatomically short intestine. So they would be dependent on intravenous nutrition. They often develop several nutritional deficiencies. This is something that can impact brain growth. They're at risk of lifelong issues.